We were learning these different recruiting muscles from the very beginning. Now we're at a point where we're measuring in much greater detail. We're doing many more different ways of looking at how are we filling jobs quickly? What is the time that we get to an applicant? What is the time that they're in the process? How quickly are we interviewing them? How quickly are we getting them through? What's the offer turnaround time? So we're looking at all that time to fill information. We're also looking at different performance metrics to determine our quality.
Hello and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a great conversation with Candy Thomas. Candy is the Director of Talent Acquisition for Mattress Firm. Candy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ryan, for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited about our conversation. Let's get started and jump in a little bit into your background. If you wouldn't mind sharing with the audience a little bit about how you got started in TA, maybe some roles that you've held leading up to your current role at Mattress Firm.
Fantastic. I have spent my entire career in retail, and the first 10 years was really on the store management side. There was a number of different roles, but largely landed always in that store management capacity. I had the pleasure of working for a couple of companies that were big national retailers. So I was surrounded by a lot of really talented leaders who taught me a lot of fantastic skills along the way. I also got exposure to specialty and big box and department store. So I really did the whole gamut from a leadership perspective. And my career ambition was just to move up on that side, right? To be a district or regional manager and have that be my future. And there were times along the way, I think, where I did get maybe opportunities to go into some type of HR role, whether it was training or recruiting. And I just never bit. I really thought I was in the perfect spot. And I know that I'm an operator at heart. I know that I am an efficiency nerd. I love to drive results. I felt like the best place where I could be of service to a company was as an impact player. I wanted to be in front of the customer and out on the floor and just driving the business every day. And it was 2002, I was in store management for a regional retailer, and they had a really big growth plan. They were going to go national. It meant opening a lot of stores, and they needed recruiters. So they came to me and said, would you be interested in trying this? And it was never really anything I had thought of. I'd only staffed in my own store. I didn't ever have any recruiting training. But my saving grace was if I'm not good at it, then I can always come back and run a store. I always thought there was a safety net. So I became a regional recruiter. And 22 years later, I've never gone back into stores. I've stayed in talent acquisition. And I'm fortunate because very early on, I was able to learn a lot of different things from a talent acquisition perspective. I was doing high volume hiring. I was doing full cycle recruiting. I've been in stores and corporate and supply chain. So I've seen all of it and built a lot of processes that have been very effective for TA teams across my career. And I think all of that early work has really prepared me for the moment I'm in at Mattress Firm. When I came here, talent acquisition was splintered. And they were all, if you were a field recruiter, you reported up through the field management ranks, right? And it was all kind of different TA teams. And they wanted to bring it under one umbrella and said, we're ready for a TA evolution and come on aboard and see if you can help drive us in the right direction. We're now almost to year three of this evolution, and we've made quite a few strides.
Great. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, share a few of the brands that you've worked with. You've got some pretty impressive background. Mm-hmm. And so before Mattress Firm, what are some of the brands of the retail organizations that you work for?
So the bulk of my management career came from, I worked for the Limited, I worked for the Gap, and I also worked for Macy's. So I worked for some big teams there. And then I also worked for Kohl's for the bulk of my career. That was where most of my recruiting experience came from, was at Kohl's. Great. And then I also took a foray out of retail for about a year and a half and went and worked for an IT, healthcare IT company, which was very different than anything I'd ever done. And I came running very quickly back to retail. That was my home base. Yes.
Sure. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, for the audience, I think everyone probably recognizes the brand Mattress Firm, mm-hmm. but if you wouldn't mind, just scope out your role, the size of the business, maybe number of hires, size of your team, some things to help scope your role for the audience.
Sure. The company as a whole, really fully staffed, we run about 8,000 employees. I oversee all of the hiring functions for all of stores, corporate supply chain, and then any type of other specialty hiring. So just really all talent acquisition comes through our group. Our total team is 34, and that includes, I have 6 direct reports that are all manager, senior manager level. And it includes also, we have a talent acquisition operations group and college relations. So it all falls under one umbrella. And I would say last year, all total hired just under 3,000 people. That's all the groups. Our biggest emphasis being that field side. We have about 2,300 stores, and that's really where the bulk of our effort needs to go from a hiring perspective.
Great. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's chat a little bit. So you've been in the role for about 3 years. Let's look backwards a little bit.
Okay.
Share a little bit around kind of some of the things that you put in place, maybe some initiatives you're really proud of over the course of the last 3 years since you've joined the organization.
The very first thing that had to be really done was just constructing an entire standalone talent acquisition brand, right? It had been going in a number of different directions. There were some consistency issues. I'm not entirely sure that everyone was rowing in the same direction, right? We knew that we had some house cleaning to do. And that involved really flipping the whole thing on its head. We started over with new ideal candidate profiles, understanding what we were all looking for to make sure that both our group and the business all were in sync about what made a successful person at Mattress Firm. And then from that, it stemmed into different interview guides and different scenarios we wanted to do, store tours, different cadence items, and then really those service level agreements. So we had to reconstruct the entire thing from start to finish. And that took us 4 or 5 months. And I love the idea that they gave us a lot of grace and time to do that. And I think they were hungry for it, because I really do think that they wanted to see some different successes in hiring. There was an increase in turnover in that first 90 days, right? And usually that can be easily left at the doorstep of TA to think these were bad hires, right? And so we wanted to be sure that we were shoring up our processes and making sure that we were doing everything we could to combat that. And then partnering with certainly HR and training and coming up with some systems that would help their teams flow more effectively as well. So I'm very lucky to have kind of a multi-pronged approach to anything we attack at Mattress Firm. It becomes all of these groups working together to fix something like a turnover situation.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. One question I like to ask of organizations, everyone's a little bit different in this perspective, but at Mattress Firm, how do you measure success for talent acquisition, either from the leadership and executive ranks? What do they look at as far as success metrics? And maybe from TA, what kinds of things do you look at to determine whether or not the organization is being successful?
Sure. What we currently measure is probably very different than what we were measuring at the beginning. I think in the beginning, we took some baby steps into this, right? And so some of the things that we were measuring were just simply the number of phone screens or how many of those phone screens turned into an on-site interview, right? Because we were learning these different recruiting muscles from the very beginning. Now we're at a point where we're measuring in much greater detail. We're doing many more different ways of looking at how are we filling jobs quickly? What is the time that we get to an applicant? What is the time that they're in the process? How quickly are we interviewing them? How quickly are we getting them through? What's the offer turnaround time? So we're looking at all that time to fill information. We're also looking at different performance metrics to determine our quality. So it's from interview to offer and those types of ratios, right? How many phone screens to interview, interview to offer. And then really we look a lot at to the show up rate, right? Because there's that ability from the time they offer to the time they walk in the door. Are we doing everything we can to keep them engaged while we're doing those pre-employment checks and doing that type of thing so they don't fall off? Because there can be big fall off at that time too. So we measure all of that. And then we still keep coming back to what are we doing to impact the greater business, right? What are we doing to impact not only turnover and making sure people stay longer, but also their success in training? For us, it's a sales environment. So as new hires, how quickly are they hitting their stride from a sales perspective and making those sales goals that we want them to make in the store as well?
Great. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look forward. So as you look at the next, call it 18 months or so, what are some of the key initiatives that you and your team are looking at?
We have very recently started a candidate assessment. So we've just added an AI-enabled candidate assessment to our application process, which we think is going to, over the course of the next probably 3 to 6 months, give us some data as far as where we need to go from a candidate profile perspective. Is there anything we need to change from how we're interviewing people, what we're looking for in a candidate and the quality measurements? So looking at moving more to an active recruiting, active sourcing process. And we've just added this to our metrics as well. For the first year and a half, it was just keeping up, right? There was a lot of jobs to fill and it was just running as fast as you could to try and keep up with the need. And now that turnover has gone down, the need is lower. We're also adding in this assessment tool. So we feel like that's going to free up our recruiters to do a little bit more active recruiting. Instead of hoping that a great person applies, now we're really pushing to go out and find talent and do active measures. And then there's one other thing that keeps coming up on our associate or our employee engagement survey is the growth, right? The career growth within not just TA, but throughout HR and what can be done to help career path our own people. So we're adding another layer of leadership within our TA structure. So we're going to add a supervisor level so that we'll take existing people who are at a specialist recruiter level and move some of them into these supervisor roles, which gives them a chance to manage small groups of people, impact the workload, certainly impact the strategy, and be able to help us prepare them for future management opportunities, which is, I think, would be great for them.
Yeah, that's great. Talk to me a little bit more about the kind of active recruiting and active sourcing. So as you leverage some of these tools and process efficiencies, as well as have higher retention rates, then it frees up your team for more higher level strategic activities. So when you think about that initiative, what are some of the activities or how do you want your team to show up maybe differently now that they have a little extra time? I think a lot of people are in this space and it would be great if you could share some thoughts on how you look at that.
Yeah, I think it's a benefit, but it's also probably one of our biggest challenges that we're not a normal retail situation. Our folks are our sleep experts, are highly trained sales professionals who are really compensated only on commission. Mm-hmm. So it is a much different breed of your retail person, right? And there's very limited places you can go to find people that are selling for commission other places. So we start the easy places, right? We're like, let's call other mattress companies, let's call other furniture companies. And we are working to cold call and network and kind of build these pipelines in these markets where we know we're going to have higher turn or we know that are harder to hire, really trying to come up with a pool of candidates that we can engage with and keep on file. Yeah. But there's also other places. So we know we can go to cellular companies. We know we can go. Some of our best success stories have been people who come from restaurants or they're bartenders and those types of people. So again, it's really about a personality, not so much the skill set of selling this one particular thing. So we're lucky because we also get to tap into even like the real estate market and car sales and some of those other places because we can probably contend with that level of earnings, right? They're used to a certain earning threshold and we can compete with that if they're good, right? And so we're able to open up ourselves to recruit from some of those areas. The trick is that for so many years, we've relied very heavily on excellent applicant flow. That's probably a big curse is that you've got so many to pick from. You just assume there's in here somewhere. I don't really need to go out and look. And we're getting to that point where we know we could fill the jobs with those people, but are they really the best people? And are they going to be these long-term high performers for us? And so it's really getting the team more into that sourcing and cold calling, doing a lot of Boolean searches. We're bringing in some different software that we think can help us with networking throughout the market and trying to figure out, even just doing some basic demographic research, understanding what companies are also looking for talent in certain markets. What are they offering? How do we compete with them? So it's really just having a much more broad strategic look at all of these places and then trying to figure out the best places to attack, to be honest with you.
Sure. No, that makes total sense. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Let's chat a little bit about some advice that you might have for others. Audience is basically made up of those folks who are in TA or interested in TA mm-hmm. in some way. So what's some advice that you might share for those, either some great advice you received early on, something you tell your teams, or just advice for others?
I would say, personally, I think from a recruiting perspective, again, when I came into it, I was worried I wouldn't be good at it. I think the one thing I was focused on was always just giving a realistic job preview. There's probably no perfect company. So I think there is the matter of speaking to people, and instead of trying to have the big sell, is to have those moments where it's honest, it's clear, it's concise, and let them make an informed decision. So I feel like that's what's helped me be successful, is just that really honest, forthcoming, full detail about the company and trying to help people understand what their best choices are. From a team leader perspective, I would say my team is probably successful because I allow the managers to have a lot of autonomy. I think they're allowed to thrive in their jobs. I would much rather have people that I have to rein in. I love creative types that go out and try stuff, and I'd rather have them dial back than have to have people that aren't motivated, or it's very difficult, or they need to do to-do lists. I would much rather let them, trust them to go do their jobs and do them well. And I think with that, then you get the return. They understand that they are in control. They make decisions. They'll come to you when they need help. So I feel that was the best way to manage the team. And I think I don't necessarily know that to be successful in this business, I've listened to your podcast. I've also talked to other people throughout my network, and 90% of them didn't grow up in TA. This isn't what they came out of college wanting to do, right? They had other experiences and they landed here. And so I think it's just that openness to try things, to learn something new, and never think that there's not value in that. And I've been able to parlay all of my other experiences into this and be able to make this more successful for me. So I think that's what you can do. If you can grab all those other tools that you have in your toolbox and bring them with you to talent acquisition, you could be very successful.
Sure. That's great advice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing everything else that you did today as well. I appreciate you joining the show. And Candy, great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.